Adam was growing nicely because he was happy when Miriam was at home with him all day. He was playing in his room, and he also helped his mother with some easy housework. When Miriam was with Adam, she was sometimes describing what she was doing. She said, "Now I am washing my hands." Adam was looking at her, so she asked him, "Do you want to wash your hands too?" "I don't know how," Adam said. Miriam asked him, "Do you remember what I was doing when I washed my hands?" "Yes," answered Adam. "Great, you can try it too," Miriam said. And then she let Adam wash his hands. This way, Miriam taught Adam new things. Later, she was making his bed, and Adam was watching her. She said, "Now I am making your bed." Next day, she asked Adam if he wanted to make his bed. This time, Adam didn't want to do it. Miriam patiently said, "It's no problem. I will make your bed." And she went to make his bed. Miriam never got angry at Adam, and they had a lot of fun. Later, Jason and Miriam started to worry about their big expenses. When Adam was 5 years old, Miriam suggested that she would go back to work. Jason liked the idea, so they agreed to hire a nanny who would look after Adam. Miriam found new patients and worked again in her surgery. Miriam with Jason left their house in the morning and came home in the evening. The nanny was a 65-year-old woman who had previously worked in kindergarten, so she had a lot of experience with children. She had black short hair and a thin body. Her name was Clara, and she liked to wear white sweater. She lived few miles from Adam's parents' house. She drove there every weekday morning. In the beginning, Adam didn't have problems with Clara, and he played with her. Clara knew some children's games from her work in kindergarten. Adam didn't know these games, so Clara tried to teach him these games. After a few days, Adam got bored and asked Clara, "Where is my mother?" "Your mother is at work," Clara answered. "What is work?" Adam asked her. "When you grow up, you will not play, but you will be going to work," Clara tried to explain. "I will not play?" Adam asked surprisingly. "No, you will not play," Clara said. Adam didn't like Clara's explanation, and he stopped playing her games. He went to his room, and he was thinking about what Clara said. At night, he had a dream that he could not play with any toys. In the dream, Adam was only cleaning his room and sleeping. There were neither games nor toys. When he woke up, he started to dislike Clara. Next day, he told her to go home and leave him alone. Clara didn't leave because Adam's parents paid her good money. Adam was thinking how to get rid of Clara. He tied shoelaces of her shoes, so when she was leaving Adam's house in the afternoon, she fell and broke her left arm. Clara had to go to hospital for 2 weeks, and Miriam was at home with Adam. He was happy. Then Clara returned back. Adam was not very excited from her comeback. Next day was hot, and Clara went to the bathroom before she left Adam's house. Adam went to the kitchen and took big white yogurt. He opened it and poured it into Clara's bag. Then he put Clara's white sweater over it. When Clara was leaving, she looked at her shoelaces, but she didn't notice anything about her bag. That day, Clara went to a meeting with her friends. They met in a restaurant, and Clara wanted to show her friends few photos. She put her hand into the bag. When she put her hand above the table, her hand looked like a white glove. Most of her photos were from white yogurt. Clara knew that Adam did this, so the next day she quit.